Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
SEPTA service returns to normal today. You can see an updated list of schedules online, but prices are also going up. Fares for a bus or subway will go up from $2.50 to $2.90, while regional rail rates increase by about a dollar. It brings an end to 3 weeks of chaos when SEPTA slashed service on bus and subway service by 20%. Governor Shapiro told reporters Monday that it became clear the increase in mass transit funding he requested was not going to get through to the state's divided legislature.
I think we have come to the conclusion here that the Senate Republicans, who are in the majority in the state Senate, were unwilling to pass recurring revenue.
State Senator Vincent Hughes says SEPTA shouldn't need to raise fares, since it received approval this week to use state capital funding to stave off service cuts for this year and next. Hughes has written a letter to the SEPTA board saying the fare hike is too much.
This increase would make us the highest in the country, tied with New York City. It's not necessary and is far too much to occur at one fell swoop. 30% over a 9-month period is huge. It's huge, and it does not have to happen.
In a statement, General Manager Scott Sauer says, or thanks riders, rather, for being patient and sticking with SEPTA. He says they will continue to fight to secure long-term resources.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.